The election on Long Island to watch in 2016 was between Republican Lee Zeldin and Democrat Anna Throne Holst. The campaigns spent nearly $8 million to influence the outcome. Zeldin defeated Holst in a landslide. This year, the big race appears to be in a neighboring congressional district, as WSHU's Charles Lane explains.
The first congressional district is still a good edge-of-your-seat race to watch this year. Lee Zeldin is taking on a new challenger, Democrat Nancy Goroff. Polls are tight. Lots of money is coming in. It's a good bellwether district. President Trump's numbers on eastern Long Island have soured considerably. If Zeldin is voted out, it says something about the state of the country. But New York 1 isn't where the political class have their attention. The second congressional district is where the action is. As of right now, outside groups are spending more in that race than they are in New York 1. The main reason? Political operatives say it's more flippable. Tony Spielman is chairman of the Brookhaven Town Democrats.
So I think they're going to concentrate on that, even though I think Nancy's got a shot at beating Zeldin. I just think they see 02, though, as a better opportunity to change that seat to blue.
The New York 2 race is Republican Andrew Garbarino versus Democrat Jackie Gordon. But more notably, the race doesn't have an incumbent. After 27 years in office, Republican Peter King is retiring.
Look, Pete was a known quality. I'll be honest, as a labor leader, we backed Pete for a number of years. We did. He was good to labor, unlike most Republicans.
There's other factors, too, that make the second congressional district more of a toss-up. The district is on the South Shore, running from Oyster Bay through Brookhaven. It includes a number of working-class neighborhoods that tend to vote Democrat. Second, the candidate. Jackie Gordon is a former Babylon Town board member, so she's well-known. And she's a former military police officer, which neuters two key Republican attacks. There haven't been any public polls in the race, but outside political action committees appear to be betting that Republicans stand a stronger chance of losing against Gordon in 02 as opposed to Goroff in 01. For example, a key Republican group has so far spent more than $1 million on Garbarino and only $700,000 on Zeldin. Similar with Democrats, except more so. For example, Emily's List spent $900,000 in the first congressional district in 2016, but only $87,000 this year. Meanwhile, Emily's List is pumping in four times that to get Jackie Gordon elected. Republicans say the reason for the mismatched spending is Zeldin is safe. He doesn't need the help. That's probably not true. Last year, the National Republican Congressional Committee put Zeldin on its Patriot Program list, a list designed to get money to vulnerable candidates. Jesse Garcia is a chairman for the Suffolk County Republicans.
He has developed a network where he can secure resources for his reelection campaign, and those resources can come in a number of different ways.
It will be another few days before there's a good window into how much cash the candidates have been able to raise from actual voters. Goroff's campaign says they've had success here, raising $2.75 million since June. But the interesting thing about political money, it's almost like a bottomless pit.
Nancy Pelosi was the Democratic leader at the time, and so I was her political lieutenant. When I would say to her, look, we can ask donors to support one or the other, she would look at me and say, no, both.
Former Long Island Congressman Steve Israel ran the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee for several years. He describes funding candidates as like the fourth quarter of a really complex basketball game.
But the points in a campaign are how much time you're buying on television and radio, how much you're investing in digital, and how much you're paying for get out the votes. Both committees take a look at what the other committee is spending, and they work very hard to maintain parity of points.
In other words, each side will only spend to counterpunch the other side. I asked Israel, what does Long Island get out of having two close elections this year instead of one like normal? Would party leaders in Washington care more about the needs and concerns of Long Islanders? He said no, just more political ads. And according to the campaign finance data from outside groups, most of the ads are negative. Charles Lane, WSHU News.